local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
It's been the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Ohio State in scarlet and gray with white numerals and lettering. We'll attack the goal to our right, and a steal in front, and Riley Thompson shoots one over the cage. The puck bounces back behind the net, and then from the left wing, Davis Burnside put it on Cage, and William Grama covering the far post, able to make the stop and cover. Not a very good start for the Badgers after the opening faceoff, a bouncing puck that found the stick of Riley Thompson.
It was like I want to say at least two bounce over sticks and nobody taking the body, and it's like, whoa, what just happened here? Organized confusion.
Buckeyes have scored 10 goals in three games so far. Long range shot blocked and then ricocheted at Grandma, and he paddled it aside to the far wall. Ohio State in the attacking zone. Long range wrister by Hanson Bucata, redirected into the back of the net by Riley Thompson, and 21 seconds in, Ohio State leads 1-0.
Yeah, you win the draw, you get the initial shot, and then as puck goes from D to D, and all three of the forwards were pretty much left untouched in front, except for the Thompson situation where he maybe had a stick on him, but it was just a good low shot and a good low tip-in.
Riley Thompson, the sophomore from Ottawa, had an assist on the game-winning goal last night. He scores his second goal of the season, 21 seconds into period number one, and a bad start for the Badgers here at the Kohl Center. Joe Palatichuk out with Ben Dexheimer right now. Tyson Dick, Kyle Kukkonen, and Christian Fitzgerald. Buckeyes win the draw, dump it in. A shot from the left point by William Smith, sophomore from Toronto, blocked. The Badgers panic with a puck and ice it in a faceoff down in the Badgers zone. Just the second career Big Ten start for Stockholm, Sweden native William Grama. And his career record is 3-0-1. This season, 1-0, 185 goals against, 882 save percentage. Stopped 15 of 17 shots last Saturday on the Badgers' 3-2 overtime win against Lindenwood.
Not any problem on that goal by him.
No.
I mean, left out there to dry.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff, get it into the attacking zone, but flipped around the boards by Nathan McBrayer, sophomore from Dublin, Ohio. Behind the net, Kukkonen can't catch the bouncing puck. Hustling after it, Tyson Dick whips a pass out to the left point. Dexheimer right back to Dick, high slot, fires a pass that handcuffs Kyle Kukkonen and banks back behind the nets. Along the right wing wall of the Ohio State zone to our left, right in front of the student section, the Buckeyes pick up the puck. Chris Romaine from Boston, Massachusetts, whips it around the boards and all the way down Wisconsin's way, and icing has been called on Ohio State. I should mention, so William Grama, his first Big Ten start came against Penn State last December 9th when he stopped 25 of 26 shots in a 4-1 win over the Nittany Lions. His only other Big Ten action came last January 6th in South Bend, where he replaced Kyle McClellan and stopped all 23 shots he faced in 30-plus minutes. The Badgers beat the Irish 7-4.
And I think listening to the coach's comments after that game, they said, you know, you put him in, he's got nothing to lose and everything to win, and he did what he had to do. He won.
Buckeyes play the puck out at center. Badgers steal. Cody Laskowski backs off as the puck was sliding his way. Joe Dunlap picked it up for the Buckeyes. Dunlap, grad student from Windham, New Hampshire, right wing on the second line with sophomore centerman Sam Deckhut and freshman James Hong from Irvine, California. Hong moves up from the fourth line to the second line left wing, the former Madison Capital. Now the Badgers' Anthony Kerr flips it out to center, and the Buckeyes control. Oh, Ohio State came to play tonight.
Hong, deservedly so. Seemed like every time that there was a shot on net or a controversial play, he was in the middle of it.
Dunlap just leveled Jack Phelan and gave him a few words as he went skating by with Phelan laying on his backside. Daniel Lotch back behind the net for the Badgers. Alternate captain standing and surveying. Gordon and Powell out now for Ohio State. Ryan Gordon, the sophomore from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Badgers get the puck through center ice and flip it down towards the Ohio State cage. And Everly on his knees reaches down with his left glove hand and covers. A faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Third line for Ohio State. Again, Gordon in the middle. And then Jake Dunlap, the younger brother of Joe from Windham, New Hampshire, a former Madison Capital and Janesville Jet, playing the left wing. And the right winger is last year's leading goal scorer in the USHL, Noah Powell, 6'2", 210-pound freshman from Chicago, a fifth-round draft choice of the Philadelphia Flyers. Powell scored 45 goals in 72 games for Dubuque last year.
Interesting. That's who I was talking to after the game last night. And the mother said, you don't even know what number he is. And I went, yeah, he's a big boy.
Puck is free. Tassie knocks Gordon off balance. Mellenbacher able to nudge it out to center, but gathered in by Hanson Bucetta, and he dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Grama plays it far side. Hensler took a pretty good hit from Gordon. Badgers play it up to center, but Scholl can't catch, and the Buckeyes have it. Lead feed, pinching was Hensler. He's fortunate he got a piece of that, allowing Simon Tassie back into the Wisconsin zone to play it. Two Buckeyes pressuring the Badgers defenseman, Daniel Lotch. Boy, they're forechecking like the Dickens right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of open time or space. There's no question about that. Badgers, as soon as they get the puck, they're going to get hit, and if they try and make a move, they're going to hit it again.
Theo Wahlberg, big defenseman from Stockholm, up to center, batted back into the offensive zone by Joe Palatichuk. And now Romaine will try to exit the zone again, but the Badgers again force a turnover. Now Wisconsin's Mosley just got hit from behind by Thompson, goes down hard, no penalty called. And now a battle at center between Mosley and Thompson. Puck loose to the Wisconsin blue line, picked up by Mosley. 3-on-2 to our left. Morrissey finds an open man. Dexheimer shoots one. Glove save made by Everly. Right down the gut. Dexheimer tried to go glove side high, and the 6'4" netminder for Ohio State made the stop. 1-0 Buckeyes, 16-12 left in the first period.
I think the baseball terminology was can of corn. He just kind of sure. Done. Okay, pop fly's done. Yeah, it was a pretty easy save, but a well-played offensive rush by the Badgers. I'm not sure if Dexheimer would have been better advised to try and make a little dip pass over to Finley, but Back to the matter being, as he got the shot on net and the faceoffs down low.
Dexheimer, 28 points as a sophomore last season, still looking for his first point this season. Buckeyes eventually win the puck in the defensive zone, chip it ahead to Patrick Guzzo, one of the co-captains from Marysville, Michigan. Big left-hander carried it behind the net, slowed by Palatichuk, puck free to the Badgers. Jack Horbach gains the red line, got knocked off balance by Smith, was able to hold his skates as he dangled a little bit on one. Looked like a flamingo out there. And now a big hit by Adam Pietila on Max Montez. And they're going to take Pietila for at least 2 minutes, maybe more. Pietila laying the lumber on Max Montez. And Pietila is going to get the gates at 4:17 for interference.
Oh, boy.
2 minute minor on Pietila. And a power play coming up for the Buckeyes, who already lead 1-0.
It was a good hit. I mean, it was a hard hit. The fact that he got his elbow or his hands up high in the neck and face area, that seems to be something you just don't allow or don't want to have to do. But, yeah, it was a solid hit. I'm glad they call it interference and not contact of the head or any other five-minute major that they can make up.
Fans here don't like the call. Buckeyes on the power play, 0-for-8 this season, 0-for-1 last night. Left wing shot by Montez missed the net. Following up, Gunnar Wolf Fontaine low right. He pushed it wide. Fontaine's got it again outside the right circle. Straight away, Hanson Buchetta. Good stick by Jack Horbach. He frees the puck and chips it ahead. Lindmark can't catch up to it, though. Montez has good speed, and he gathers it in and slowly skates back behind his own net as the Buckeyes get a partial change on this penalty kill. Up the middle is Hanson Buchetta, two-time all-conference player in the Atlantic Hockey for Rochester Institute of Technology. Montez whips it around the left wing, too far for Thompson. Badgers pick it up shorthanded. Laskowski and Morrissey. Laskowski shoots one, may have gone off Eberle's glove and back behind the net. Cody Laskowski, best defensive forward in Atlantic Hockey 2 years ago with RIT, playing against his former mates and Hanson Buchetta. Buckeyes gain the zone. Power play continues for another minute. And out high, Carfania's shot blocked by Laskowski. Chipped ahead, and Cody's got a chance with a breakaway. Carfania's going to catch
running
up to him,
gas.
Though. He's running out of gas. Tries to get a backhander off. He did. Not much on it. Easy pad save made by Eberle. And here comes Ohio State again. Hong right wing, Brent Johnson, former North Dakota Fighting Hawk. Johnson wild pass through the slot. Picked off by Wisconsin's Lindmark, who gave it away at center to Carfania. And then he got knocked off balance. Loose puck thrown around a little bit by both squads. And here's Hong now. Flips a pass left wing to the right-handed Dunlap. Tries to go around behind his back. And Anthony Kerr played it beautifully. Couldn't clear, though. Good hustle by Carfania to hold the zone. And then muffed by Hong. Cleared by Kerr. Badgers have 15 seconds left to kill off on Pietila's two-minute minor for interference.
Yeah, they haven't allowed Ohio State into the zone to set up by any stretch of the imagination. And actually, better shots on net by Bucky than Ohio State.
Ryan Gordon, good poke check by Fitzgerald against the rush. The Badgers kill off Pietila's penalty, and he comes out of the box and gathers it in at center ice through a pass behind the intended receiver, Fitzgerald, but picked up by Palatichuk. He flips it into the offensive zone. One shot on goal apiece, but the Buckeyes scored on theirs, leading 1-0, 13:25 remaining in period number one. Good play by Jake Dunlap to elude a Badger checker and then hit along the Badgers bench. And then Ryan Gordon, who got hit, knocked down, didn't get a penalty called against Wisconsin, just cross-checked Dick. And now Kukkonen rises a shot over the right shoulder of Eberle, hit the glass behind the net. Ohio State plays and a power play coming up for Wisconsin. Gordon was the second man in that fray. The first one oftentimes doesn't get caught. Gordon then took exception to the hit that he received and cross-checked Dick in the back, and Wisconsin gets a Kunis power play.
Yeah, it was, again, after the fact. You just, you know, there's no reason to do that. As a coach, you keep telling your players, the play's gone away, the puck is in a different zone, nothing you have to worry about. The other guy missed his check, and instead you lay the lumber to his back when he's only 2 feet from the boards. What do you expect you're going to get?
Wisconsin 3-for-17 so far on the power play. Gets 2 minutes of man advantage hockey, but Ohio State wins the faceoff and clears it all the way down. Dexheimer, Finley, Morrissey, Kukkonen, and Mosley on the ice for the Cardinal and White. Dexheimer, drop pass up the middle. Here comes Morrissey with speed across the line. Left wing pass, kick to the forehand. Finley puts one in front for Kukkonen or Morrissey. Didn't connect. And then Mosley keeps it alive. Here's Dexheimer, fires one wide, glove side on Eberle. Chopped that behind the net. Hanson Bukata, double teamed by Wisconsin's Finley and Kukkonen. Finley whips it out right point, Dexheimer. Left side, Morrissey. Straight away, Dexheimer. Looking right wing. Shot by Finley. Blocked by Carfagna. Back out to Dexheimer. Badgers hold. Morrissey to the left dot. Looking cross ice. Nothing there. Good sticks by the Buckeyes. Mosley tried to go glove side and just pushed it wide. Off the glass, far side and out through center.
From our vantage point, it was a perfect perspective of he had about 2 feet to shoot at, and I think it may have gotten tipped, but it went high and wide.
1 minute left on the Badgers power play, trying to pull even here. About 8 minutes gone by in the opening period. Smith nudged it along far side. Fitzgerald helps it out to the point man in Hensler. Backpedaling left wing is Liskoski. Now skates to the goal line and stops. Throws it back out to the point now, Hensler. Right wing Fitzgerald catches and surveys. Fitzgerald back to Hensler. He'll step in, looks for a shooting angle, finds one's block shot. Fitzgerald's bid low right, denied by Eberle. Christian battling far side, getting support now from Liskoski. Liskoski jams it free to Tassi. Out to the blue line, Hensler steps in, shoots one. That ricocheted off of Tassi into the belly of Eberle, and he hangs on.
I like Hensler's choice. He takes the shot. Yes, there was Tyson Dick was open on the far side, but not open enough to be a good shot. And I like Hensler's shot because the other two forwards were all coming out of the corner as hard as they could go, and they had Ohio State people behind them. So if there was going to be a rebound, it was going to end up on Bucky's stick.
23 seconds left in the two-minute minor against Ryan Gordon. Morrissey out there, Dexheimer, Mosley, Finley, and Kukkonen. Morrissey to take the draw against Patrick Guzzo. They're tied up in the circle, and Dunlap comes to get it, and he'll flip it past Dexheimer, tries to beat him in a foot race. The puck goes to the side of the cage, and Grandma flips it far side for Dexheimer. Angles a pass left wing to Kukkonen. Taps back, intended for Morrissey. Intercepted by McBrayer. Bouncing puck in the slot now. Ohio State's Guzzo able to release it to Dunlap, and then he turns and fires it down. And that'll do it for Ohio State's penalty. Both teams 0-for-1 on the power play. Buckeyes lead 1-0. 11 minutes remaining in the opening period.
Since that first two or three shifts, things have gotten a little more balanced as to offensive attack and defensive coverage.
Sawyer Scholl from the red line will dump it in. Mellenbacher out there too. Here's Jack Horbach now. Scholl trying to force a turnover behind the net. Whipped around to the point. Lotch lofts a shot that goes over everybody to the end boards. Anthony Kerr pitching in. He's bouncing off of Buckeyes left and right. Puck batted behind the net to the near corner. Now Burnside reverses. Far side McBrayer. He'll scoop it out to center. And Thompson kicks it to his stick. The left-hander then carries one of the Badgers into the board's care. It's Hong who flipped it back for Thompson, but he had fallen down, and the Badgers now have it across the line. 3-on-3. Scholl forced wide. Horbach trailing. Played it to the corner. Now it spins to the far corner. Right side, it's Dexheimer. Braces for a hit. Flipped it back behind the net. The Badgers, Horbach hitting the defenseman Romaine, but the Buckeyes come out of their own end. Left wing across the line. It's Gordon, slowed and knocked down by Dexheimer. Now Burnside with a hit to the back on Joe Palatichuk. We play on. Joe maintains his balance, rolls it along for Tassi in front of the bench's far side. Tassi turns on the Jets. He'll fire one, and he lasered it over the top of the cage out to center ice.
Could have decapitated somebody there.
Adam Pietola back out for the Badgers right now. Up to center. Tassi trying to split a pair of Buckeyes, no luck. Ohio State's Powell whips a pass to Hong, wasn't ready for it, and the Badgers' Hensler goes to get it. Dita Lotch up the middle of the ice. Now here's Lindmark, pressured by Hanson Bukata. Puck deflects down to the Ohio State zone. Hanson Bukata rolls it far side after it is Carfagna. Outlet pass to Montez to the tape of Guzzo, who fans off to his right across the Badger line. Hard charge to the net. Backhand shot stopped by Grandma. Back behind the net, Guzzo with another bid and another try in tight. Good stop by Grandma. Ohio State point pass for Smith, or beg your pardon, Wahlberg, couldn't handle it, and the Buckeyes have to touch up. 1-0 Ohio State, 8:44 remaining in the first. Here's Fitzgerald giving chase. He'll get to it. Icing waved off. Back in the Ohio State zone, Fitzgerald looking for some help. Got it off to Liskoski. Out to the point. Phelan pushed a shot towards Dick. He tried to deflect it. May have gotten a piece of it, but it went behind the cage. But now Fitzgerald threw one at the net. Eberle closing on the near side post on his knees. Made the stop and covered. And a stoppage in play. Good pace to this game, but the Buckeyes with a 1-0 lead early on the Wisconsin Badgers. Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Riley Thompson's deflection of Hanson Bucetta's point shot 21 seconds in has Ohio State on top 1-0. There's 8:25 to play here in the first. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Point pass to Polatichuk. He was immediately pressured, and the Buckeyes take the puck away. Montez tried to work around Dexheimer, now gets support from Polatichuk, and the puck batted up over the glass and out of play. 1-0 Ohio State. 3-2 shots on goal in favor of the Buckeyes. They had a good crowd here tonight. They opened the upper deck. You know, last season, Wisconsin averaged just over 10,000 fans per game, second best in the country behind North Dakota, and we had over 9,000 last night, 10,000 plus here tonight. Badger fans coming back. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it puts a little excitement in the building, and I think the players and the coaching staff feed off of that excitement. The thing that impresses me the most is I see so many more young kids here.
Yeah. Steele, Dunlap with it. He shoots one. Good block by Dexheimer. Puck dropped right in front of him, and he carries it out of the zone and then flips it into the left corner of the Buckeyes' zone. Finley gives chase. Morrissey in on the forecheck, too. Able to jam it away from Dunlap for a moment. Now the Buckeyes find themselves with it. An outlet to center ice, and Dunlap, he'll scoop it in, and the Badgers will get there first. Yeah, a lot more kids. That's fun to see.
Yeah, it is. Like the other night when we had that group of five or six all wearing their team jerseys, all excited to be here, I was impressed.
Ohio State with the puck in its own zone. Here comes Guzzo. Weaves away from Kukkonen off to his right. Pass to the wing, intended for Powell, intercepted by Tyson Dick. An aerial feed to Kukkonen, who got spun around with a high stick, but nothing called. Kukkonen back on his skates.
Melon.
Yep, here's Fitzgerald now. Pass to the middle, intercepted by Powell, taken back by Lodge. Lodge then gives it away to Powell, and then Lodge takes it from Powell. I don't know. There's something. It's like there's flubber on the puck. Tyson Dick, toe pull shot, partially blocked by McBrayer to the far side. Lodge deep in the offensive zone over skates, and Gordon takes it away. You know, last night, the Badgers took an early lead, and Ohio State tied it late in the first, and then Wisconsin really dominated for two periods. Here's Kukkonen weaving right in the slot, and his shot hit the glove of Eberle, who made the stop and hung on for a faceoff.
Nice play. Once he got the puck and he beat that one defenseman when he went backhand to forehand, didn't have much to shoot at, knew he had to go high. The goaltender very wisely came out and played the angle significantly, but why there wasn't a penalty called earlier on?
Yeah.
Because Kukkonen just got railed.
Kyle Kukkonen, 13 shots on goal coming into tonight. He had five last night. CCHA Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago. And a wrister by Sawyer Scholl after a faceoff win by Mellenbacher off the webbing of Eberle's glove and wide. Pietola tries to keep it alive in the attacking zone. It's down below the goal line now. Johnson reverses to Smith for the Buckeyes, who lofts it out to center. Nope, went off of Ohio State and into the Buckeyes bench, and a faceoff to come in the OSU zone. Kukkonen, 18 goals as a freshman at Michigan Tech a couple of years ago, then just one goal last year. He played only 27 games. He had an ankle injury that really slowed his play, but former Madison Capital wanted to come to Wisconsin, came with his Michigan Tech teammate Rylan Mosley, and Badger coaching staff believing that Kukkonen will light the lamp quite often this season. Mosley already has 2 goals in 3 games.
He's like a mosquito. You know, it bothers you.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Montez, slow-moving pass up to center, and Johnson fends off the stick check from Laskowski and dumps it in, but Wisconsin's Dexheimer goes to get it. Bumps it off the end boards for Lindmark, and he throws it off the wall far side out to neutral ice. Nathan Lewis, freshman from Shorewood, Illinois, pressured by Horbach, now Palatichuk, but the 6'6" Lewis dumps it in. Dexheimer there first for the Badgers. Palatichuk patient, D to D below the goal line to Dexheimer. Pressured by Lewis, who backs off, needs a change, and Dexheimer has some ice to work with. Up to neutral.
Oh.
And Lindmark couldn't catch the pass, directs it to the far corner. Laskowski with it, defended by Carfania along the wall. Out to the blue line, Mosley whips a pass. Nice catch, backhand, Phelan shoots one right into the midsection of the kneeling Eberle, who makes the stop and hangs on. 1-0 Ohio State, 5.5 minutes left in the first.
And again, not to be critical, but Jack Phelan, the young freshman, boy, he was surprised that he got that puck because Mosley sent it from one side of the ice to the other. But if Jack Phelan's got a chance to walk in like that, realize where the goaltender is, he was way out front. Instead of trying to shoot it at him, shoot it at his pads. Get a deflection or get some sort of a rebound, because right now the Badgers have just been shooting at the guy's glove.
Yep, the glove or the belly, right? Phelan, 1 goal in 41 games at Sioux Falls a year ago. Team captain Morrissey, after the faceoff win, keeps it alive with the help of Mosley. Sweeps it all the way to the right corner in Finley. Looks left, looks right, cuts back left to the corner. Now cuts back right to the point man, Kerr. Stutter step, his shot blocked. But Kerr gets it back. Walking down the wall, back behind the net, Anthony Kerr. Banks it to the left wing, out of the reach of Finley. Taken away by Dunlap, but he misplayed, and the Badgers now possess. 5 minutes left in the first, 1-0 Ohio State. Puck at center. With it now is Hong. Hands off to Deckhut. And then he was tied up by Morrissey. Good defense by Phelan, and the Badgers win the puck. Boy, after a sloppy start, Ian, the Badgers have been good.
Yeah, I mean, they have, again, it's from the top of the circles in. They've had no penetration and no significant scoring opportunities.
Puck loose in the Ohio State zone. It's Tassie. And a steal by Dick, and it went right under his skates as he played the puck with his stick. Now he'll grab it at center. And his pass to Lodge right between his wickets. Lodge battling back, knocked it off the stick of Jake Dunlap. And now Hensler up ahead for Dick. It bounced over his stick. No icing, though. Hensler in on the forecheck, and it bounces past Dick. And here comes Ohio State. 3-on-1, but Noah Powell, the pass to him off the heel of his stick. Powell, centering pass, ricocheted back to the far corner. Hensler off the wall. It's sliding slowly out to the Wisconsin blue line. Good pass, Fitzgerald. Here's Tassie. 3-on-2. Backside, Fitzgerald. Good defense by Johnson covering the slot area in front of the Ohio State bench, or net, that is. And then Dick picked one up, and he rifled one off Eberle in the glass. Palatichuk shoots one. It's loose. It popped in the air. A baseball swing by Fitzgerald. He missed. Down to the corner it goes. Fitzgerald, right wing pass, gobbled up by Dexheimer. Tries to step around Jake Dunlap and does. And then had it poked off his stick nicely by Johnson, freeing the puck for the Buckeyes. 3:24 to go in the first, 1-0 OSU.
That was a good shift.
Yep. Dexheimer again. He'll backhand one towards the cage, and gloving it is Eberle. Scholl gave him some snow as he hit the brakes in front of the blue paints. Face off to come in the Ohio State zone. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
That's the part of Christian Fitzgerald that I really like. He just turned on the afterburners, got into the zone, but when he made that pass across to Tyson Dick, it was just a rocket.
Yeah.
And Tyson was able to freeze the defenseman. So 6-1, half dozen of the other. When Christian Fitzgerald is in full flight, he's a hard man to catch.
Christopher Eberle, the starting goaltender for Ohio State, having some issues with his strap on his mask, so he'll head over to the bench and have that attended by the equipment manager, Tim Adams.
Come on, play some old-time hockey. Play without it.
Eberle beat American International last Saturday 5-2, stopped 26 of 28 shots. As a freshman last year, he was 3-8-1 with a .298 goals against, a .911 save percentage. 1-1 in three games played against the Badgers, stopping 70 of 75 shots he faced, a .933 save percentage. His last game against Wisconsin prior to tonight, he gave up four goals on 37 shots in Wisconsin's 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2, the best of three first-round Big Ten playoff series. The Buckeyes eventually won Game 3 behind goalie Logan Turnus. Eberle, a former Green Bay Gambler, won 25 games for the Gamblers a couple of years ago. Now all set and back in the crease in a faceoff coming up to his right. Badgers need one to tie late first period. Lindmark wins the faceoff. Good catch on the bouncing puck by Dexheimer. Shot went off of Eberle's blocker and maybe the near post
as
well.
It did.
And now Burnside on the attack. He shoots one low. Save made. Graham, a big rebound loose. Here's a off-balance shot by Hanson Bucata, blocked by Lindmark and out of play at Sales.
Probably the most innocent shot that the Badgers have had to shoot towards the net was by Palatichuk. And he just kind of tossed it there, hoping wholeheartedly that it would bounce down or fall into somebody or be blocked and the Badgers would get a rebound. But it went off the blocker and then the near post and then out the other side. I was like, whoa. Got to get that cellophane off of there.
Face off to the left of Grandma, won by Wisconsin. Mosley able to skate past Lewis, then lost the puck, trying to regain possession. Didn't get picked up by Romaine. Romaine, the freshman defenseman, Colorado Avalanche, sixth round pick. Ahead, Guzzo, left wing, shoots one, glove save by Grandma. He dropped it right in front, but there to pick up the garbage was Wisconsin's Findlay. And a Buckeye went hard into the end boards. That's Patrick Guzzo, who rifled that shot from the left wing. Big glove saved by Grandma, and Guzzo on all fours trying to get back up on his skates.
And I don't think there was a Badger involved in any contact that had him go in. I think he, what do they call that? Stumbled on his own accord. Did not have assistance going into the back of the net or back of the boards.
Jason Rule, the athletic trainer for Ohio State, talking with Patrick Guzzo, playing in his 139th career game, the co-captain from Marysville, Michigan.
Oh, I was wrong.
He got hit.
Anthony Kerr turned him upside down and shot him into the corner.
Guzzo appears to be fine. No penalty called on Wisconsin's Kerr.
Good clean hit. The replay shows that it was a good clean hit.
Guzzo's up, skating to the bench. Got a nice round of applause from the Badger fans. And takes a seat right in front of head coach Steve Rolick.
And everybody over there is going, it was number 24.
Yeah. Kerr remains out there with Phelan, Findlay, Morrissey, and Mosley. Badgers down one, 2.5 minutes left until the first intermission. Buckeyes win the draw, and it bounces off a stanchion left corner right in front of the Wisconsin net, and Grandma pounced on it and covers for a faceoff.
Now you know why goalies watch it go all the way around.
Right.
If he was going to, like most goaltenders would have done, he would have tried to sprint to the back of the net and try and catch it on the way or by, but not that time.
Badgers won 32 of 54 faceoffs last night. The Buckeyes have won 10 of 17 draws so far tonight. Dick against Sam Deckhut right now, and Deckhut wins it. Snapshot Dunlap didn't get it on, but the puck came to the near side point, and Hanson Bucata's shot from long range. Easy, kneeling, sliding save by Grandma, and another faceoff this time to Grandma's left.
The point that disappoints, part that disappoints me is that when the Badgers lose the draw, it's the second guy who's getting the puck back, and he's not able to shoot the puck. He's able to find a wide-open defenseman or a wide-open winger. So the person who is supposed to be cutting them off isn't doing his job.
Sam Deckhut will take the draw, won a Clark Cup at Sioux City a few years ago with Luke Strand as a head coach. Or Badgers assistant, Eau Claire native. Wisconsin wins the defensive zone draw, and here comes Hensler. tries to cut past Dunlap, does, pass towards the middle off the stick of Kukkonen and bounced in front of the netminder Everly and wide to the corner. Now a foot race down to the Wisconsin zone, and Dunlap puts his shoulder into Hensler, who goes back first into the backboards, but he's back up on his skates. Steal behind the net. Hong throws it out to the point. It's Brent Johnson, right-handed defenseman, flips it back left wing now to Hong. Pressured by Lodge, Hong just fell down. Deckhut with it now. Had it poked away by Lodge to the stick of Hensler. Center breakout to Lindmark to the left wing now Kukkonen. Up ahead Fitzgerald. Johnson immediately on him. Fitzgerald protects. Two Buckeyes on him. Wisconsin's Kukkonen now tried to fire a point pass that was knocked away by Ohio State. Buckeyes have possession. 90 seconds to go in the first. 1-0 Ohio State.
Christian's got a bad skate.
Mellenbacher out there now. Scholl as well. Tassie for the Badgers. Puck rolls all the way back behind the Badger net. Whacked away from Dexheimer by Thompson. Thompson behind the cage with it. Big left-hander spins away from Scholl. Took a stick up near the chin. We play on. Both teams have had 1 2-minute minor tonight. Both teams 0-for-2 on the 0-for-1 on the power play. 1 minute to play in the opening period. 1-0 Buckeyes. Scholl and Thompson battling down low. Centering pass comes to Thompson. Threw it through the crease, and it's flung to the far side wall, but not out. Buckeyes have it. Wahlberg, McBrayer, his one-time bid. He fanned on it, and now Mellenbacher watched it slide out to center ice and gathered in by T.O. Wahlberg. Ottawa Senators' sixth-round pick in 2022. Big left-handed defenseman from Stockholm. Four blocks last night for Wahlberg. Ohio State had 24 block shots last night.
Every team that we've played has significantly more block shots than Bucky does.
68 block shots in three games for Wisconsin opponents. Morrissey with it across the line. 20 seconds to play. Rubbed off the puck by McBrayer. Mosley tries to win it back. Buckeyes have numbers behind their own net. And now Carfagna, beg your pardon, Hanson Buchanan tied up. Out to center. Picked up by Mosley. Snaps off a left wing pass for Morrissey behind him. Lodge at the red line, throws it in off the end boards. It hits the back of the net, and that's it for the opening period of play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Riley Thompson's goal, 21 seconds in, the lone goal of the first period. Ohio State leads Wisconsin 1-0. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Saving money on your next staining project now at Menards. Varathane Premium Fast Dry Wood Stain has a proven formula that's sure to amaze and is ideal for all interior wood projects, from floors to furniture. Its fast-acting formula guarantees results in just one coat. Save big and view the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0 after one period of play. Sophomore Riley Thompson redirected a shot from point man Aiden Hanson-Bucata at 21 seconds of the opening period. Defenseman Damian Carfagna got the secondary assist, the lone goal scored in that period. Both teams had a first period penalty. Both teams had a first period power play. Both teams failed to convert. Six shots on goal for Ohio State. William Grama made five saves for the Badgers, and Christopher Eberle stopped all five Badger bids in the opening period of play. After a bad start, frankly, by Wisconsin. Played better, but just not getting anything to the net.
No, they aren't. And it seems like every time that they make one or two really good plays, all of a sudden there's a meltdown, and they just don't really get anything. And I got to give, again, I'll give Ohio State all the credit in the world, because defensively, and at least in their own zone, they're keeping the Badgers to the outside, not allowing any center ice shots or high slot shots of any stretch of the imagination. And when the defensemen from the Badgers do get a shot, The forwards have got to do a much better job of beating their defensemen one-on-one in front of the net.
So Ohio State with a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Well, it's been a good day so far for the Wisconsin Badgers. Wisconsin football won at Northwestern 23-3 and improved to 5-2, 3-1 in the Big Ten. Luke Fickell's squad home to play third-ranked Penn State next Saturday at 6:30. And the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team rallied from a 3-0 second period deficit and beat third-ranked Minnesota 4-3 to sweep that series at Ritter Arena. Caroline Harvey assisted on all four goals for the Badgers, who are now 8-0. Quite a comeback for the Wisconsin women.
You know, there was so much hype on this Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry, and and I looked at it from a perspective of a business perspective, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I watched Wisconsin and Northwestern football. Now who's coming up? Michigan? Nope. Wisconsin women's hockey is coming on the Big Ten Network. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
How about that?
Somebody had some clout, boy. That is a rivalry that is plays second to nobody.
Here the Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 90-second break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock supplied.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Wisconsin down 1-0, first intermission. Only five shots on goal for the Badgers in the opening 20 minutes and only two shots on goal from forwards, just like last night.
Yeah, exactly the case. And again, that's 100% the result of the system that both teams seem to be using, is that there's nobody going to get an initial shot unless it's a breakaway, and everybody else is just tagging on to a man. So the only open people are going to be defensemen. And they've got to either hit the net and get a rebound or score on their own, because other than that, there's no forwards involved in the offensive play.
Badgers trail 1-0. That's it for the AmFam First Intermission Report. Second period is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. Four area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You buy American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Over 10,000 fans on hand tonight. Another strong student section trying to urge their Badgers to put the puck in the back of the net. Scoreless after one period. Just One goal in four periods against Ohio State to start the Big Ten season. Badgers will attack the goal to our right, where Christopher Eberle is sliding from left to right in his crease. William Graham chatting with Colin Cromforce, the referee, and he's about ready to go to our left.
Speaking of sliding, again, my favorite part of the period break is watching the visiting team's coaches shuffle their way along the boards on the ice after it's still wet. It's amazing. They're all such probably good skaters. The coaching staff are relatively good skaters. Rolick was an average skater.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Bittner was like, but Rolick was a very average skater, but he was so stable on his skates. And I watched those guys, one hand on the ledge, and then they shuffle along like it's hilarious.
Mike Tyne from the Kohl Center is out trying to repair some ice around the far right post of the goal that William Grandma is tending here in the second period. Tyne loves FaceTime. And right now he's looks like he has some sort of trowel or...
Yeah, he's just putting an ice into it so that it'll freeze. Instead of just putting water on there and waiting 4 hours for it to freeze, they'll put a little crushed ice or soft ice, whatever you want to call it, slush in there, and hopefully it'll freeze. But I'm not sure why that would have happened. I don't remember any situations where the goal pegs would have been hit.
No.
By Eberle, there wasn't a lot of action down in front of there. I don't know.
This is a new ice surface, 200 by 85, an NHL-sized sheet. It used to be 200 by 97. And it has taken a little while for this ice to take in the building after it was redone. And then you add to that 75-degree temperatures in Madison, humidity, over 10,000 people, and it's taken a while for the ice to get set, but we seem to be set right now for period number two. Wisconsin trails Ohio State 1-0. Face off at center, won by the Badgers. Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley out for the Cardinal and White. Morrissey able to bat it deep into the Ohio State zone to our right, giving chase on Carfagna. The two tied up. Puck spun around to the far side. Burnside tried to chop it out. It goes flying through the low crease and taken by Quinn Finley. Hands off to Hensler. He overskates. Taken away by Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine. 3-on-2 the other way. A trailer backside flip. LaFontaine had his pass in the middle. Kicked out by Grandma. They tried to go tic-tac-toe. Fontaine had a wide-open net instead of shooting it. He tried to feed Burnside down the middle, and Grandma got his pad on it. Now Finley drop past Morrissey, and he overskates. Taken back by the Buckeyes. Burnside. Carfagna tries to sauce ahead for Burnside, too far, and paddled away by Grandma to the far wall. Burnside turns and dumps it deep. Badgers down 1-0. They started the second period like they started the first, gave up a grade-A scoring chance.
Yeah, they really did, and it was because of a muffed pass or a muffed shot. And same thing, they don't react after the turnover is played.
Long shift for the top line of the Badgers. They've now changed. Dyson Dick, stick handles off the left wing wall. Right side Kukkonen, pass in front intended for Dick. Batted away by the defenseman Johnson. Comes to the stick of Montez. Montez, left-hander, left wing, defended by Kukkonen. Skate move back to the point he goes, and William Smith, he tried to dump it deep. A Badger got in the way. Dick took it away. Snaps off a pass to the tape of Fitzgerald's stick. Kukkonen's got it. Top of the right circle. His shot. Good stick by Smith and out of play. Kyle Kukkonen was looking at options. He could have just stepped in and maybe shot right away, but Fitzgerald was cutting down the right side of the slot. He elected to shoot eventually, but it was blocked and a faceoff to come in the Ohio State zone.
And you're exactly right. When you slow down and take the time to check out your options, it also is giving time to Ohio State to lock on to whatever option you thought you might have had.
Faceoff to the left of Eberle. Lindmark to take the draw. He won 4 of 6 faceoffs in the opening period. And the Badgers win this one. Horbach, low right, banks it out to the point, and Phelan swings it far side. Kerr, who was forced to try to shoot it right away, as Dunlap pressured, and he shanked it. Dunlap takes it away. Right wing shot, right shoulder, saved by Grandma, and out of play. Oh, William Grandma, the sophomore at 6'4", lifted up his right shoulder and able to deflect that Burnside bid from the right dot.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did not realize how fast that Ohio State player was, because it's been a long time since I've seen Anthony Kerr get beat one-on-one in a foot race.
Davis Burnside came into tonight, 11 shots on goal. He had four last night, four goals against Wisconsin a year ago, including two in the decisive game three of the first round playoff series. The Badgers lost here in Madison. Wisconsin wins the draw in the D zone. D to D, Lodge to Hensler, back to Lodge, who carries into the attacking zone. Stops near the corner and pinned against the wall by Wahlberg. And then McBrayer tied up with Tassi. They're still tied up, and out to center ice the puck comes, and Lodge picks it up there for Wisconsin. Badgers down 1-0, 2.5 minutes into period number two. Sawyer Scholl, Owen Mellenbacher, Simon Tassi on the ice for Wisconsin. Mellenbacher had it taken away from behind by Dekut, who leads the rush the other way. The Badgers back, though. Scholl stopped the progress of Dekut, and then he meets McBrayer with a shoulder. And the Badgers with all kinds of time in their own end as the Buckeyes change. Dexheimer to center. Good catch by Finley through the center circle, and had it knocked off his stick from behind by Jake Dunlap. Up ahead to Ryan Gordon. He'll scoop it in, but Dexheimer there first for Wisconsin. Hard rim around. Mellenbacher didn't come and meet the puck, but now he's got it as it's batted off of Dunlap's stick. And Mellenbacher up ahead. Running it down is Dexheimer. Loose puck in the slot. Dexheimer lost his stick. Taken away by Ohio State. With it now is Noah Powell off left wing, but Ohio State offside. 16:43 to go in the second period. The Wisconsin Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with our producer, Ryan Bexton, Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. The Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. Only five shots on goal for Wisconsin in the first 23-plus minutes. And once again, Mike Tine is out trying to fix the ice around the goal that sits below the Wisconsin student section to our left.
Yeah, William is, that's the second time he's complained about the holes in the ice right by the posts. And after the left side post, left post was repaired, now all of a sudden it's the right post again. And he did them, 2 minutes ago?
Yep.
3 minutes ago? Obviously, we're going to have to be critical of the quality of his work.
Looks like he could be laying bricks at any time. Mike Tine, he'll walk out the Zamboni door to our left, and we will resume action. UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
The part that concerns me is that was notified. They notified the referee on an offside call.
Uh-huh.
It's not like there would have been a scramble in front of the net or anything like that. It was an offside call that he ended up notifying. I don't know if he's just trying to buy time for us or what's going on.
Good effort by Kyle Kukkonen to fight through a stick check and a hold at center, allowing the Badgers to dump the puck into the Ohio State zone to our right. But it's taken away by Thompson. Hard rim around by Johnson. It eludes Phelan and all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. And Kerr this time beats Fontaine to the hash marks. Icing called on the Buckeyes. After tonight, Wisconsin will hit the road for another non-conference series out to the Mile High City to take on the defending national champion Denver Pioneers next Friday night at 8 o'clock Central, Saturday at 7 o'clock Central on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Then the Badgers resume Big Ten play November 1st and 2nd at Notre Dame.
Saskatchewan's finest, Boston Buckberger.
Buckberger had two assists last night as the top-ranked Pioneers beat Northeastern 5-2 at Magnus Arena. Puck loose in the offensive zone. Kukkonen backhand shot stopped by Eberle. Flipped out to the point, held in. Hensler slot pass Dick. He shoots one, and he shot it too high. Tyson Dick still looking for his first goal as a Badger. Here's Fitzgerald pinned against the end boards. Dick sweeps it between the legs of the defender. Low left, centering for Kukkonen. He's tied up by Wahlberg, and now Fitzgerald and Johnson come off the boards and Johnson lost his helmet. And a whistle stops play, and they'll drop the puck in the Ohio State zone. 4:06 into the second period, 1-0 Ohio State.
I'm not sure what Christian Fitzgerald is discussing with the referee at this point in time. It didn't look like Christian got his way by any stretch of the imagination. Referee was pretty adamant about the discussion.
Lindmark to take the face-off against Montez. Owen won it. Hensler patient at the right point. Put it in front.
Good
job. Got through traffic. I think Eberle got a piece of it with his stick. Breakout pass for Ohio State off the stick of Montez. Taken by Hensler. Lodge then ahead to Pietila, who redirects into the Buckeye zone. Lindmark on the forecheck. Didn't get his bump on the defenseman. It slides out to center, and here's Hong with it. Whips a wild pass far side to Montez, but picked up by Palatichuk off the glass. The Badgers in transition. Lindmark slowed and lost.